Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says digital connectivity is no longer a luxury in India. Chief Minister Nipurio meets with ASEAN One Head to explore youth development partnerships. Nagaland government signs MOU with Capacity Building Commission Karmayogi Bharat on Mission Karmayogi. And India wins Global Social Security Award. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital connectivity in the country is no longer a privilege or luxury, but an integral part of every citizen's life. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yash Bhumi in New Delhi today. He said the country is emerging as an effective platform for innovation and progress.
इंडस्ट्री और इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाने के माइंडसेट में भी भारत सबसे आगे दिखता है डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर में हमारी सक्सेस इस बात का प्रमाण है कि सरकार डिजिटल फर्स्ट माइंडसेट से किस तरह से जुड़ी हुई है इसलिए मैं पूरे विश्वास से कहता हूं दिस इज द बेस्ट टाइम टू इन्वेस्ट इनोवेट एंड मेक इन इंडिया
द 4-day इवेंट विल शोकेस द लेटेस्ट एडवांसमेंट्स इन टेलीकॉम and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. The government of Nagaland has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Capacity Building Commission, Karmayogi Bharat, to implement Mission Karmayogi. This was signed during a day-long workshop on the mission held at the Capital Convention Hall in Kohima today. Nagaland Chief Secretary Sentiyanga Imchan emphasized that Mission Karmayogi, launched in 2020 by the central government, aims to create a future-ready civil service focused on effective governance and service delivery. Highlighting the importance of continuous training, he said officers can now access learning through the digital platform iGOT Karmayogi. The online mode will make training more inclusive and accessible, especially in remote areas, Mr. Imchan said, calling on all departments to prioritize and institutionalize regular capacity building. He noted that the Administrative Training Institute, ATI, and the Department of Personnel and Administrative Reforms will be the implementing and monitoring agencies in the state. Director ATI, Akunu S. Meyase, underlined ongoing efforts to strengthen training infrastructure in Nagaland, including a new web portal to track training histories and needs of government employees. The workshop was attended by administrative heads, heads of department and senior officials. Chief Minister Nipurio met with Chairman and CEO of ASEAN One Company Limited, Toshiaki Nishikawa, in Chumukedima today to discuss potential collaborations to support youth development. Expressing pleasure in meeting Mr. Nishikawa, the Chief Minister said the interaction focused on exploring opportunities and partnerships to advance the development of Nagaland's youth. India has been conferred with the Outstanding Achievement in Social Security Award 2025 by the International Social Security Association. Minister of Labour and Employment, Mansukh Mandaviya, informed this while addressing the press conference in New Delhi today. He said significant work has been done in India's social security sector in the past decade.
आज से एक दशक पहले यानी कि 2014 में देश में सोशल सिक्योरिटी कवरेज केवल 19% लोगों के तक पहुंचा था लेकिन मोदी जी ने एक दशक सोशल सिक्योरिटी का कवरेज बढ़ा के 64% तक पहुंचा है यानी कि आज देश में 94 करोड़ लोग सोशल सिक्योरिटी के कवरेज में है इसी को आयुष्मान भारत योजना से ESIC योजना फूड सिक्योरिटी से सोशल सिक्योरिटी मिली है
The minister also released the draft of the National Labour and Employment Policy named Shram Shakti Niti 2025 for public consultation. Mr. Mandaviya said the policy presents a new vision for a fair, inclusive and future-ready work of work aligned with the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Tir Yim Yim, the leading Ao vernacular daily, marked its 22nd anniversary today in Dimapur. Established on October 8th in 2003, the newspaper has grown to become one of the most widely circulated local language dailies in the state. Business Association of Naga's President, Mongkum Jamir, congratulated the Tir Yim Yim team on the milestone, describing the paper's wide readership as a testament of their hard work. On the occasion, Mr. Jameer launched aulingo.in, an online AU English AU translation tool developed by Amsterdam-based machine engineer Bendang Nuksung in collaboration with Tir Yim Yim. Editor and publisher K. Temjin Jameer emphasized the unifying power of language. As part of the celebrations, winners of a fiction writing competition organized in collaboration with the Wikipedia Foundation were felicitated with cash prizes and certificates. An iron water treatment plant and a children's and adolescents' library were inaugurated today at Officers' Hill Colony in Kohima. Inaugurating the water treatment plant at a program in Government Middle School, KMC Ward 10, Councillor Kevin Yusekose highlighted the colony's struggle with high iron content in bore water and acknowledged the support of community leaders and others in completing the project.
I hope this treated water will greatly benefit our colony people. And I would like to request the school authority also to make good use of it and request them to take good care of it.
Officers Hill Colony Panchayat Chairman Krelakot Sekose inaugurated the library, calling it a valuable resource for young learners. He urged students to use the facility to build curiosity, knowledge and character.
A library is not just a place with books. It is a treasure of knowledge, a sanctuary for imagination and a guide for life. For children, this will be a space of wonder, where stories take you to the magical lands and spark your creativity. For the youth, it will be a trusted companion, offering wisdom, courage, guidance during these important years of growth.
As part of the nationwide Mediation for the Nation campaign, the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority successfully settled 89 disputes amicably out of 428 cases referred between July and September 2025. The campaign, a special mediation drive initiated by the National Legal Services Authority in collaboration with the Mediation and Conciliation Project Committee, was launched across India on July 1st. In Nagaland, cases were referred by District Legal Services Authorities and the High Court Legal Services Committee. The matter included money suits, cases related to custody, consumer, family, accident claims, among others. Several cases remained unresolved due to non-response from parties, lack of interest or requests for more time. The GST Budget Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of the society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will boost the economy of Uttar Pradesh.
New GST reforms is a major boost for Uttar Pradesh artisans, farmers and small businesses. This reforms holds special significance for the state traditional sector where the GST rate have been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will make iconic clusters such as Badohi Carpets, Moradabad Brassware and Saharanpur Woodcraft cheaper, and the leather and footwear industry of Kanpur and Agra employing over a million workers will also benefit from the reduced GST. The GST on cement has been reduced from 28% to 18%, which will help lower construction and infrastructure costs and encourage manufacturing across the state.
And Mao Students Union and Nagaland United today progressed to the quarterfinals of 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy 2025. In the first match, Mao Students Union staged a remarkable comeback to defeat Newmarket FC 3-2. Meanwhile, Nagaland United delivered a dominant performance with a resounding 7-0 victory over Dimapur Chaos to make it to the last eight. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says digital connectivity is no longer a luxury in India. Chief Minister Nipur Rio meets with ASEAN One Head to explore youth development partnerships. Nagaland government signs MOU with Capacity Building Commission Karmayogi Bharat on Mission Karmayogi. And India wins Global Social Security Award. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.